Blog Talk Radio.
GTM Radio. My guest is Sarah Spiritual today. She is a very awesome guest. You can check out her website at sarahspiritual.com. You can find me at starwaya, starwaya.co. I'm running a $15 special for 3 questions. You can email starguidereadings@gmail.com. Second half of the show, we're going to take your calls, 1 question per caller, or you can also type your question in the chat room. So our call-in number is 347-237-5339, and then if you want to talk to us, you hit 1 on your keypad. So Sarah is a spiritual advisor and coach, energy healer, medium, and transformational enlightenment person. She empowers people through her private groups and her readings and her programs. She's done motivational speaking. She has done a cultural array of things, and she has many products, and she's in Palm Beach, Florida. She's got a center there, and it's pretty cool. She's been on, she has a radio program that she runs on Wednesdays and I think on Sundays, and it's iHeart. She's got something here about iHeart Radio, and she's got stuff through Facebook and YouTube. She's been a featured speaker and entertainer. Sarah also gives freely with her talents of singing and stuff like that. She's been on Fox News. She's got articles out. So you can check out sarahspiritual.com and see all the really cool things that she does. So, again, second half, we're going to take your calls, or you can also text. So that call-in number is 347-237-5339, and you hit 1. We're going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to bring Sarah live, and we're going to talk more. Welcome to the show, Sarah. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderfully. Thank you so much for having me today.
Yes, thank you for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
We're really excited to connect with all of your listeners, and really when we answer questions, I love answering questions. And as always, it's an honor to be a part of your experience on radio. I really do appreciate this opportunity.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate you being here and taking the time out of your schedule to, you know, come on. And I know that you have a program. I think it comes on, I've seen you on Sundays and Wednesdays, so that's a really neat thing for people to participate in.
Yes, we have a national radio show every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. It's heard on the radio here in South Florida because of iHeartRadio. People can hear us all across the nation. We have people call in from actually all over the world, and it's based in Florida. So we're on if we go to a radio station, we broadcast live from 6 to 8 p.m., and it's a monologue with inspiration, and then, of course, we answer questions. And this year, actually this month, represents 12 years on national radio. And Sundays, and sometimes we do it on Saturdays, we do what we call a little Facebook Live, and we answer questions and pop on Facebook and YouTube. And that doesn't have quite the same schedule. It's not as consistent as our Wednesday night show. But we do different things to assist people. We've got something coming up for the new moon. So we've got a lot of exciting things that we'd like to offer people. We share our time so that they have an opportunity to have their questions answered. So it's a free experience for them.
And that's a very good experience because I've seen you on and, you know, seen some of the shows that you do, and they're very remarkable, and I like all your, you know, all your talents that you have and what you put out to everybody. It's really put together quite well.
Thank you. We love connecting with people, and I really love, we're going to go back soon to doing our channeled music. Usually we do that on one of our Facebook Lives. That's not part of the national show, but we sit at the piano and we allow spirit to come through me, and I instantly write songs for people. And the music and the lyrics and the performance of it all comes through instantaneously. So I will just put my hands on the piano and instantly write a song for a person based on their question or their topic. And that's a fun experience for all of us. So we really love doing that.
Yeah, that's amazing that you can just sit down and write a song for somebody at the piano, you know, and just get the vibes and the music and get everything down. That's wonderful.
It's a lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun. And I just love the fact that music is the universal language and connection for people to feel in their heart that they are one with the universe.
Yeah, that's a very special thing. I really like the fact that, you know, you're doing these things and you're channeling messages for people, and you're letting people know what they need to hear, and you're giving them good advice through channel and through music and through angels, and you help them out. That's a very good talent.
Yeah, I originally studied music in college, a music major, so performance and show business was one of my first careers before I branched out into this. I was in a corporate arena as well, but music is my passion, so I love sharing that with everybody.
Oh, that's so good.
Amanda, I know that you
You've been doing this for a long time, and you were going to say something. I was just going to say, you've been doing this a long time, and I just, you know, the feedback that I get from, you know, being there when you're channeling music and doing things is just, you know, life-altering and heartwarming, and it just touches the world.
Thank you. Thank you. And I know that you're doing the same as what I was about to say. I mean, I know that you have a passion for inspiring and assisting other people. So, you know, I know you love to give messages and empower people. And that's part of the reason why you take the time in your day to do radio broadcasts, so that people, you know, have somewhere to go, somewhere to plug into. So, you know, I wanted to acknowledge that because you're just so powerful in what you do as well.
Well, you know, I just want to say thank you, because I know as well it takes a lot of talent to do what you do and to, you know, put it out to the world. And I just love that you're a part of that and how wonderful that is, and, you know, how you just make such a difference to everybody. You know, that's really needed in the world today, especially with everything going on right now.
Yes, the world needs a lot of love and needs a lot of comfort at this time.
Absolutely. The more comfort we can put out and the more we can do to change a person's life, I think the better off we are. And that's something that I really love about, you know, you having a program as well. You know, I think that that's very important.
It's great to create an energy of peace and tranquility and acceptance so that people can feel safe to make their own choices and really evolve, because this time is about our evolution as a society, individually, collectively. This is about evolution and transformation. The age of Aquarius brings us to this energy of great, powerful transformation, time to raise our vibration and align with things that are for the highest good of everyone, and think bigger. It's a bigger perspective on the world, as opposed to very singular business thoughts and direction. You know, now it's more about the collective and what is for the greater good of all mankind. And this is where you're seeing society trying to make the shift, and we have the resistance, and people are doing their best to find their place in the greater consciousness.
They really are at this time, and I think it's wonderful that they're doing that and taking the time, you know, to really see where we need to be and what we need to do and what they need to do, you know, just to make a difference in everything, really, you know, because that's where we're needed and what we need to be doing. And I think the more we can be that beacon of light, you know, you do that on Wednesdays when you do your thing. I think it's just so important that we give these encouraging messages to people.
And let them know it's okay to be who they are. This is a time of self-discovery and accepting our own individuality and our uniqueness that defines us as individuals, but also still connects us, because we're all still breathing the same air, the same heart that beats within you and me, and everyone on this planet is governed by the divine energy, divine source, and there's a spark of God's presence in each one of us. And when we recognize that and accept the fact that we have the God within us at all times, then we realize that we are manifestors, we are creators, we are an expression of something beautiful and unique in everything we do, and that times of trials and tribulations, times of pain, hurt, despair, lack, these are temporary. And if we choose to hold on to that energy, then we will perpetuate it further into our experience. But if we recognize that whatever it is that caused it to manifest as temporary, and we put our intention and our vision and our energy of feeling on more than what we have and on the feeling of how we would like it to be, then we separate ourselves from the hurt, the pain, the lack, the disappointments, the betrayal, all the emotions that we've had as individuals. We separate ourselves from that knowing that it is temporary, and that that experience itself, by losing ourselves within that hurtful experience, we are in essence, we are the ones separating us from God, for God is never separate. So we're learning as a society that we can look beyond the pain, we can look beyond the separation of these disappointments and things, and trust that God will assist us in our journey. And we're seeing people forcing and looking for change, and everyone is ready for a change. We just, as a society, are uncertain how to get from where we are now to where we would like to be.
Right. That makes a lot of sense, that, you know, sometimes you just don't know where you want to be quite yet, but you can definitely take guidance or listen to the energies of, you know, what's going to happen next or where to go, and trust that energy to lead you where you need to go.
Absolutely. And change is difficult for most people. I mean, a lot of people will say, I like change, but to actually make the change and sustain it and adapt it as a new habit and a way of behavior takes time. And as humans, we don't always have patience. So when it doesn't shift and change right away, then we figure what we're doing isn't working and we try something else. Or we just mm-hmm. figure that nothing in our life will ever change. So we become used to the patterns and we figure, well, I'd rather know what I know than what I don't know, because change opens up this energy mm-hmm. of the unknown. And the unknown is scary to the average human.
Oh, it is. It's very scary. A lot of people don't know. And, you know, sometimes you don't know what to expect, but you can always trust spirit and the angels to lead you where you need to go.
The angels will never let you down. It's just paying attention and being still to notice what you need to notice and the nuances that are before you.
Right. I know when
I truly love people. Yeah.
Yes, I do too. I know when I first talked to angels, I had a hard time kind of going, you guys are really going to help me. You're going to take care of, you know, and that's early on when you're still figuring out stuff. But you're right. They never really do let you down. You know, I've always found that out.
They don't. And what separates you from the belief that they will be there for you at a moment's notice, and that even if you're navigating something uncomfortable, that they're orchestrating it for your highest good and assisting you to take you out of that experience as quickly as possible, is the fact that many of us don't feel as if we're good enough or worthy of the touch of an angel, of the experience of an angel, of their intervening on our behalf. It seems so out there and far away, and that's why they do their best to create as many signals and things for us to notice.
Right. I think those signals and those things that we're supposed to notice are very important, and I think that as we can see how to be in touch with this divine help, I think that it really helps us along our way as we're, you know, going down our pathway. So it's very good. It's just a very good thing.
And if we notice what we notice and just simply pay attention and allow, and don't try to figure it out. You know, I have so many people say, well, how did that happen, or why did it happen, and what did I do to make it happen, or, you know, how did I bring the angels close? Just that whole thought process of figuring it out actually pinches off the energy and doesn't allow it to flow in its greatest purity and force that is available to us, because we as humans want to know. And we cannot always know everything that's the mechanics behind the scenes. It is truly just allowing and trusting that there's a force greater than you, force greater than I, force greater than all of us, that is governing every happening on the planet all the time, and that individually we have all that we need available to us upon our request.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because we're not supposed to know every detail. We're not supposed to know everything. We can do our best to try to find out the things that we need to, but sometimes they just teach you along the way. And I found that, you know, a lot of people, they want to know everything, but as they're in it, you know, they can always ask for guidance and help along the way to figure all these things out.
Exactly. Exactly.
I know sometimes, you know, many people say, oh, you know, make that decision for me. A lot of times they want us to make our own decisions, and they'll help us out along the way as we make those decisions.
You'll receive little aspects of confirmation, and the right people will show up with the solution. You know, sometimes people need to move, and maybe the move comes upon them unexpectedly. So in that time,
mm-hmm.
the first feeling is the uncertainty, maybe panic, maybe concern because of finances are not in place. But when you give it to the angels and you trust, you'll hear through a friend or through someone talking when you're out and about. Someone will be talking about a place that just came for rent, and it'll be presented right before you. And it's for us as humans to notice that and seize the opportunity and inquire and follow through, so that they can make it simple for us.
Right. Right. The things show up at the right time is what I've noticed the angels do. They put things on your path in the right time and in the right places, and that's what I love about, you know, miracles and things that happen, because things just can be so synchronistic and set up just right.
Absolutely, absolutely. Archangel Michael is always there for protection, and I always encourage people to call upon Archangel Michael to assist them in everything they do and to seal them off so that nothing unexpected could interrupt their flow, take them off their path, or cause any hurt, physical, emotional, or spiritual. It's always important to call upon the angels. And if I were to encourage anyone to do anything every day, it would be to first wake up in gratitude and to thank God and to be in the energy of allowing and invite the energy of divine supreme love to encompass everything that we do daily, and to call upon the four archangels to cover the four corners, Archangel Michael, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Gabriel, and Archangel Raphael, and ask them to be there for us in all areas of our life and just go about our day. And if everybody would just simply take that time, which couldn't have been more than 25 seconds, what I just said, and just make that be their morning mantra as they're opening their eyes, their days, their lives would be so much simpler and easier, that everything would flow with so much more ease and grace.
Absolutely. I think as we work on those things and find those things out, you know, as we're moving forward and calling on the angels and watching how things fall into place or the guidance that we get, it's a wonderful thing, because there's so much purity and so much love into the things that, you know, are put out there, which is definitely very amazing.
It's a breathtaking, awesome experience when you realize that the angels are there right by your side, and it just becomes a way of life. You know, those of us who have been on the spiritual path, Amanda, for a while, we come to recognize this as part of every day, almost like brushing your teeth and getting ready mm-hmm. for your day by getting dressed. It's part of our way. And the awareness in society is so much more heightened now that people are looking for assistance and looking for that connection. And that places people such as yourself in a position of being the light keeper, the light bearer, the way shower, so that people can see that there's assistance here for us and we don't have to get caught in the entrapment of the illusions in the world, and we can trust that there's a force greater that can lift us out of anything that feels uncomfortable and difficult.
That's right. And we just have to, you know, sit and be okay with, you know, these circumstances and where we're at and what's going on. You know, some people are very unsettled with their circumstances. That's when the angels' help is most needed.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're in a circumstance or a condition that creates uncomfortability. Maybe there's a relationship issue that's going on. Perhaps there's a financial mm-hmm. issue that's going on. The first thing we do is we look to blame, we look to point a finger, we look to feel as if something got done to us. And sometimes it's a series of choices or being in the wrong place at the wrong time. It's not recognizing that there's something else going on and kind of pushing it down. You know, many, many times in relationships, people say, well, I don't understand what happened, but that means they weren't paying attention to the person for who they are. They were simply just kind of pacifying themselves and through their own insecurities and fears, creating a disconnect in their value of who they are. And so when relationships cause this angst and this difficulty, or when financial matters come up, and much of which we've seen since this pandemic, many people have been challenged financially and even relationships have been challenged. They have to trust that a series of choices placed them where they were, and then something that unforeseen, unexpected occurred, and that they can take themselves out of that circumstance and condition. They just have to break the habits and the pattern. We become used to the way things are. People have been entrapped in jobs that, even though it made the money to pay their bills, they were not happy. So there was a level of dissatisfaction and discontentment that was occurring within an individual, which was actually creating a rift between their ability to manifest something better, because all they kept feeling and talking about was this energy of what was making them unhappy. And when the pandemic came upon us and companies had to shift how they did business, and unfortunately many people were without work, especially in the restaurant industry, these people were left without any means to support themselves. And many people, many industries across the world. And so at that moment, we have to then look at what could we do that's different, rather than become consumed by the fear.
Right.
And it was those that gave themselves permission to think outside the box that found it a little easier to transition to something else or be creative or be that entrepreneur. You know, many people are so much more talented than what their job utilizes, and this gave a lot of people a clean slate. But in the uncomfortability, the fear would set in. So we had to break through that pattern of fear and uncertainty so that we could move in the direction of what else can I do and who am I as an individual and what talents do I bring to this planet and how can I shift my mm-hmm. way of thinking through this experience. So it's been a powerful time for people to get to know the angels and that the divine supreme source is here to assist us.
I know a lot of the hotel businesses and travel businesses really suffered, but they tried to look at it a different way. You know, even the psychics and healers suffered.
Yeah. I mean, everyone in some way.
We all tried to look at it differently, right. We tried to say, you know, okay, let's look at this a different way, see if we can find a way to make this easier?
And also,
how can we do this differently?
Differently, but it also gave each individual an opportunity to be still with themselves and do their own work, do their own healing. We've been driven to distraction, going from place to place. You know, I know a lot of people have their ability to connect with people, like in the spiritual communities, because we did a lot of public things. You know, there were events, fairs, conventions. And this is how a lot of people made their living, selling their merchandise, offering their services.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was at least fortunate that I have a physical center. Yes, we shut down like the rest of the world for a short period, but I have a physical center. So my business wasn't built on going somewhere. My business was always built on people coming to me. So for a period of time, people really couldn't come physically, but we were in place to connect with people remotely already. So we had all those pieces mm-hmm. in place. So it made some of the transition, you know, a little easier in our case, but a lot of people weren't equipped for that. So it gave us all an opportunity to see what can I do differently and better, as you said, but also to see what do I need to look at in the stillness that I'm not so busy and distracted and running from place to place that I can do for myself. And how can I connect to the divinity within? So the stillness was very advantageous mm-hmm. for those who want to shift their consciousness and up-level.
Right. And I think the more that we can focus on that and how we can, you know, it was a time to be quiet, too, you know, a time for yourself, almost like a time to go in and reflect.
Yes, it was very reflective time, very reflective.
Almost like it's like a time to think about what you're doing, what you can do differently. Is this working for you? You know, there's a lot of things that went on there where you had to go inward.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you were talking, one of my spirit guides just was laughing. They said, oh, it was a timeout for humans. So
yeah,
we all
really.
Got put in time out
it
like
was.
We were kids.
Uh-huh. Well, and they say it's a time to kind of go in and see, you know, how to work with things, how to do things differently, and, you know, how to move forward. And I think that that's good. Sometimes we need the self-reflection. To think about, you know, are these
Absolutely.
Things working for me or can I do them differently?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this self-reflection also allows people time to love themselves and heal. It's amazing how
mm-hmm.
many people feel as if they're not worthy to have all the things that they desire. And a lot of this came to the surface. A lot of people's fears, insecurities, not feeling worthy came to the surface during this time. And I do a particular work that's called soul integration. This is when we integrate the aspect of yourself that became fragmented as a child. So perhaps there was an event that made you fearful or didn't feel supported or you were abandoned. Or maybe there was a critical parent and you weren't able to express yourself. There were these experiences that, for some people, even traumatic ones, that the little child, in order to survive those experiences, the higher self actually kind of came in and interacted on behalf of the child so that they didn't feel the entire brunt of the experience. But the child, uncertain as to whether they were worthy or whether they were safe or supported, a part of each one of us remained in the past trapped in those memories. And so a lot of people were
mm-hmm.
feeling this unresolved hurt, pain, anger, frustration coming up, and it was all brought by a planet globally. We were kind of taken by fear and the unknown. And so as all these external emotions were collectively building, it hooked into all of us the aspects that had become fragmented growing up. So the work I do in soul integration is we go to talk to the little one and we find the orphan that is essentially in the orphanage of experiences, and we invite the orphan to come. And I do this with the assistance of Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. And the Theo being is there with us as we integrate that little one and bring them to the future, and we essentially parent that child. It has some feel of an inner child work, but it's on a complete soul level. That's why we call it soul integration. And so many people were finding themselves, they needed this to overcome these limitations that were in place all these years, but they didn't realize it until the world came to a stop. And then they saw how afraid they really were, or a feeling insignificant in their journey. And so we've been doing a lot of that soul integration work over the past 14 months or so. It's become so powerful for so many.
It really has, you know, and a lot of people you can see right now have gone in and done soul work, and they've done a lot of work on healing themselves and move forward, and it's really great.
Yeah, it's very important. It's very important, and I encourage anyone who's feeling stuck, stagnant, frozen, not feeling positive as to what their future could look like, I really encourage that people do this soul integration work. They can learn more about soul integration and the work that I do on my Sarah Spiritual website. They can go to sarahspiritual.com and click the sessions page, and there they list a host of the sessions that I do, but soul integration has to be one of the most powerful sessions that I could ever offer anyone, because it essentially frees you to be the manifester of your own destiny and believe that you're worthy of all the things that you desire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a very good thing, because once you realize you're deserving and worthy, and everybody goes through, I think, moments of, am I really worthy? I think that's a common one for a lot of people, you know, that are listening, a lot of people in life and in general. So it's good to go through, you know, sessions like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's very important. Very important. So, Amanda, do we have some
and,
questions,
you know,
in the chat?
Well, we had someone who commented, very intriguing. You know, I'm kind of waiting to see if we're going to have any more callers come in or any more chats. And I think that what we're talking about has the people who are listening very intrigued and excited about what you're sharing. And I'm sure people will be listening a little bit later on, too. You know, they can come back and listen to it, to this, and go, wow, you know, we need to go in and really go there and dive into, you know, our I'm worthy, you know, of doing all these things and being there. I mean, I know on your radio show when you do music, it's just absolutely beautiful. You're letting people know that they're worthy, you know, that they, yes, they can have this opportunity, and yes, they are deserving of it, and they're a being of love, and that's huge.
It is. It's a great opportunity for people to just feel the flow of energy and recognize that, you know, and essentially we're all little kids inside. And if we give ourselves permission to be like a child, we can inherit everything that we desire in this world. And the parts that have become afraid and concerned, they can be healed, and we can move past the memories, and that our parents or our family who maybe didn't know any better. You know, they, Master Teacher Jesus said, forgive them, they know not what they do. And so many people from their brokenness have hurt other people. And it is in their hurt that they do their parenting, they do their expression of self. And so that takes this kind little loving child and hurts that child. And the child, only looking for love and acceptance and to feel safe and cared for, because the child knows it's unable to care for itself alone and needs the adult, does everything they can to please the adult. And even though the relationship is dysfunctional and causes disappointment and perhaps some type of hurt to the child, be it physical, emotional, or even spiritual, the child still keeps trying to please the parent because they are in need of the parent and they want the parent's approval. They need the parent to feed them, protect them, put a roof over their head. And then that very same child, which becomes many of us, goes out into the world. This child now begins to meet other individuals. And unbeknownst to this now adult, the little child in front of them becomes the central point of attraction. And so that part of them begins attracting people that essentially they could never please, essentially will not honor them, essentially will pattern something similar to their actual physical parent from their childhood. And this is how we see people become caught up in patterns, Amanda, of relationship patterns and difficulties in connections with intimacy and heartfelt relationship. This is how we find people caught up in battered relationships and unable to break the cycle. This is how we see the cycle of child abuse continuing, because hurt people hurt people.
That's right, they do. I have a comment in the chat room. And they're saying they're saying, I have issues with unworthiness. I hope I don't pass it on to my kids.
Well, the best way to not pass it on to your children is to remember that you are worthy. First and foremost, something that seems kind of foreign to all of us is that there's an aspect of divinity within us all, and that we can talk to our child inside and let our little one know that we do deserve love and that the adult did the best they could, but it is not representative of who they are. And to assure your own self, your own little child, that you're going to praise them and love them. And by healing self, one learns to be careful with one's self-talk, because we're all very critical of ourselves. You know, you ever look in the mirror and we say, you know, I don't look so good today. I need to lose weight. I look fat. We have a negative thought that we share with ourselves. And so we need to love self, and we need to see the beauty in ourselves. And then the parents of this child, this person who's asking this question, it is so important for them to talk to their children and build them up and tell them that they're unique and wonderful. And when they make a mistake, they, of course, we have to parent. You know, they made a mistake. They were careless, or they did something they shouldn't have done. You know, say, well, you know not to do that. That is something that is not what we do in this household. Or, you know, mommy did say don't do this, but here we are, we're doing it. And I want you to know, everyone makes a mistake, but for every action, there's a reaction. So for this minute, you know, you're going to not have your phone for the next 30 minutes. But let them understand why they have to adhere to the rules, but don't make them feel as if they are not good enough as a human being just because they made a mistake. We make mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone has a misstep or misjudgment. And so they can remember it. But what the thing is that this person who's leaving this message, chances are they have to be very self-aware and catch themselves so that they don't criticize the child as they were told, because we are all very habitual and reactive. So when someone does something, we react back. And we choose our words based on what we remember hearing. And then I'm sure you have many listeners, and I know many people who have, you know, actively, consciously said, oh, I don't want to be anything like my mother, or I don't want to be anything like my father. And so they actively make these choices daily, even though in their mind, their chatter, or their reaction is just like their parents. And they can feel it bubbling up,
mm-hmm.
but they choose to stop it, pause it, and pick different words, kinder words, more loving words, more expressive words that will build up their child as opposed to behaving as if they're just a parrot of their parent.
Right. Well, and sometimes, you know, you try and you do, you know, in your mind you're going, you do, and then you have a goal to be not like them, but it happens. And you almost have to keep telling yourself you're going to strive to be different than that. You know, I mean, everybody's got their things, and sometimes we can still come across and be like them and not mean to be or want to be because, you know, of course you're saying to yourself, I learned that lesson. You know, I learned that lesson of I definitely don't want to be that way.
Exactly. Exactly. And also to forgive ourselves for being that way. Because self-worth and self-criticism is so inherently a part of who we are. And depending on our experiences in childhood, we can not forgive ourselves. Therefore, we cannot break free of it. We could do all that we say, oh, I'm not going to be that way. I'm going to catch myself. But if you haven't first forgiven yourself for your choices and the things you've done, then you can never break free of the limitation. You'll have to forgive yourself. Forgiveness
right.
is an inside job. And forgiving the parent is not about going to the parent and saying, I forgive you, because you have to forgive yourself first for the feelings of hurt and pain and let yourself know it was okay to feel that and that that was the experience
oh, yeah.
and the expression of the emotions that you had.
Right. Well, and forgiving yourself is a very good thing. And then going into, you know, forgiveness of them is yet another, but you can do it. I think a lot of times people aren't sure, you know, if they need to go back to the person. And I've always said, you know, not necessarily. You don't have to go back to the person. You have to forgive yourself for what you did in the situation and see if you can get to the point of, you know, just healing yourself. Sometimes you don't have to go right to the person.
Exactly. And even if, let's say that you didn't really do anything and you were at the effect of someone else's behavior and it caused you hurt, then you would say, but there's nothing for me to forgive myself for. But what you
mm-hmm.
will forgive yourself for is the fact that you somehow attracted that experience. You know, you say, okay, it's all right. I am in this experience to grow and expand, and it was uncomfortable, and I forgive myself for allowing it to, stay or happen for a period of time, or my acknowledging that it was there but not doing anything to remove myself. Sometimes we judge ourselves, like, why didn't I get myself out of that sooner, or why did I allow that to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Why wasn't I paying attention? I had a funny feeling. I knew that person was going to betray me, or
mm-hmm.
I just knew that they were going to cheat me. And you have that feeling, but you don't pay attention to it. So you have to forgive yourself and say, it's okay. And now I know better. I am more aware. I am more aligned with my spirit of discernment. Therefore, I will be much more aware of what comes. And I will not make that choice again. And when it feels that way again for me in any way, shape, or form in my life, when I feel that uncomfortability, I'm going to just choose a different path, a different route. And it's okay
exactly.
to change my mind. I don't have to stay locked in that.
Yeah. The same person commented, childhood is more confusing than painful. You know, I think that you know, one thing that's interesting is you can have a feeling and you can make a move. You know the situation's not good, so you move to a different situation, and that situation isn't good, so then you move back to the previous situation, and then you move again, you know, because that previous situation still wasn't good. Like, you knew it still wasn't good, but you went back, And then, you know, that situation's not good. It's very interesting, like you said.
And, we have to give ourselves permission to shift and change. You know, many people are afraid of change.
Absolutely.
And even if it's uncomfortable, we still have to change. And that's why a lot of people talk about what they're going to do, but then they just don't do it because they're afraid to get out of the box.
Yeah, and you know, when you can actually say you're getting out of the box, that's a good thing. You're trying to get out of the box. Well, you're doing. Not really trying, because if you're trying, you're just barely whatever. But when you're actually taking action steps, you know, and moving, you're moving out of the box, which is, you know, really good. Are you ready to take some callers?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to go into that now. This is the second half of the show. You can call in at 347-237-5339 and hit 1 on your keypad, or you can also text us a question and we'll get it too. We're going to go to our first caller, which is 415-416. Our first caller, you're on the line with Amanda and Sarah. How are you?
Hi, good. Thank you. This is Anne in California.
Hi, how can we help you?
I am making a big change, and I'm moving to a new city, but I have a friend that lives there, so I have, I'll be knowing somebody, which is a big help to stay with. I do want to do a whole different kind of job, so I guess I'm more nervous about my next job than the actual move, because I do that, you know, every couple years.
And what's your birthday?
9/23/69.
So, Anne, first of all, you're learning to step out of your box at this
sure.
time, even though you used to moves. And it was interesting, the minute you said your name was Anne, underneath your name on my paper I'm scribbling up, I wrote the word move because change is
the word what?
Part of I wrote the word move because change is part of your personality, right? It is something you're always evolving. But now your evolution is kind of taking you out of something so traditional in work and something that's really much more out of the box and expressive of your own self. Does that make sense to you?
Mm. Yeah, definitely. That's what I want. I want to kind of combine my past job.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a little more a job like a nurse, you know, it's not like a traditional title.
Exactly. So we're in our creative zone, and this year represents the year of closing out old doors and getting ready for the new beginning of 2022. You're clearing off a lot of energy of things that no longer serve you, even people learning to set these boundaries and saying, this is where I want to go, this is what I want to do. And you're stepping into the land of change with some uncertainty. But the way the universe presents it to me is they show me that this change incorporates a lot of creativity. And this creativity of self is going to allow you to tap into this divine expression and really align more with your divinity and also bring forth to everyone your acts of service. Because you want to make a difference in the world, and you really enjoy the balance of the world, and you want people to recognize that if they can establish balance within self and recognize their beauty, that all will be well. And so you have this thought process underneath the surface, and this is what you're bringing to the table in your expression of combining four aspects of work together to form this collective experience of who you're going to be in your work career. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, definitely. So how do I, what things can I do to clarify that or to bring out?
That's a great question. So the first thing you do is to take the aspects of work that you're currently doing that you're looking to combine and identify the key factors of each one that brings you joy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you begin to focus on the feeling of that joy and the sense of accomplishment, the feeling of the greatness of it. And then begin to, as we prepare for our move, say, I am the woman who is attracting a full embodied experience of my work expression that brings me fulfillment and joy. It creates abundance for me with ease and grace. I am the magnet of this abundance. So it's like, I am the woman who, and then you begin to say the statement that is attracting what you desire. And that, you know, I feel the accomplishment. I have myself there, and I feel it all coming together because I am the woman who is empowered in my work experience, and I am open to change.
Great. That is very helpful.
Good. I'm glad we were able to give you that.
I see you just taking off and spreading your wings. You know, it's like it's that time for you, you know, to just soar and have a good time. That's, you know, how I'm being shown that. But you will succeed. You'll do great.
Thank you.
And this move is coming up soon, correct? We're making this move in the next 2-3 months, right?
Excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, how about a week? A week.
Oh, yeah. It feels soon, but okay, it's real soon then. Good for you. Good.
That's good.
And in the next 2-3 months, there'll be a lot of growth spurts. So just go with the flow and trust the process.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds great. It will. Yeah, I'm kind of torn because I also kind of want to travel at the same time. It's like I don't feel like there's still some movement before I really stay for the things I want to do before I commit for like a full-time thing. You know, so I'm trying to combine those two.
Well, then you will find something that offers you flexibility.
Yeah.
So initially we land and, you know, you embrace your gypsy spirit and your need for freedom. And then in your I am the woman who is creating a job that is fulfilling, you also want to create something that is flexible and allows you the freedom to have moments of shifts and changes and travels, and that you always come back to center and you never miss a beat.
Yes. So that's the past job I've had for 5 years was very flexible, and I chose when I wanted to work, but it was not fulfilling mostly and not paid very well. So that's the two aspects I want to bring. In my past, I had this idea that being flexible is not, you can't be prosperous and have freedom at the same time. That's kind of an old thing I got from my parents, you know, who had a different generation.
Exactly. You have to work hard to make money. Money doesn't grow on trees. You have to be responsible.
Stay in the job and wait.
Yeah. Yes. And so you are attracting experiences that are joyful, harmonious, fulfilling, and lucrative.
And lucrative,
and that you are worthy of it, and that you're shifting a paradigm, that you're not your parents' narrative.
Yeah, I never have been. They gave up on me for that one right after college. But yes, I need it. The creativity and the lucrative are the parts of the legs of the table to bring together.
Well, we wish you much success on this journey. I'm sure it's going to be fabulous.
All right. Great. Thank you very much. Thanks for the reading.
You're welcome.
It's a great journey. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. We're going to go to blessings. Bye-bye. My internet has messed up, so I've lost some of my people here. So I'm going to go to 2 chat questions that I do have and see if I can get the internet back up. And if not, we'll just end the show because I'm trying to get it resolved here. So I have a question from Billy, and Billy would like to know, what do you see for me in the next few months? And she's also saying, where do you see me with my spiritual gifts? I'm not afraid, but I feel stuck. I want to move forward and connect.
Did Billy happen to give us a birthday?
That's a good thing to do. I'll wait for Billy to give us her birthday. I'm sure she can do that.
Yeah, so, but I can begin with this, Amanda, that I feel like Billy has a great amount of connectivity, but almost there's a hesitation because they're afraid of that. They're feeling stuck because they're afraid to open up that portal and they don't know if they can handle it, almost in a worthiness as well. And Billy's energy is very aligned with Archangel Gabriel. Archangel Gabriel brings energy of clarity and creativity, yes.
Awesome. She is August 31st of 81.
Okay, so here's perfect time for Billy to open up to spiritual gifts and connectivity, because this year represents for Billy, particularly getting closer to the birthday year, the year being a birth time to birth time, so August to August. This time is a time of Billy to align with the soul purpose, the meaning. Billy should be feeling drawn to wanting to know who they are and who they've come to be, their mission. And Billy is stepping into this energy of an awakening and actually a becoming closer and more spiritually sensitive. In the past, some of Billy's energy being very empathic also created a bit of uncomfortability because Billy tends to absorb a lot of other people's energy and it kind of scatters Billy. So Billy would be best said to learn a good source of protection with Archangel Michael and do some protection exercises as they go about their day because Billy is very sensitive to other people's energy.
Mm-hmm. She is. Yeah, so working with Archangel Michael when you're really sensitive to energy is very important.
Absolutely. And putting ourselves in a tube of light is paramount for anyone who really, I think, at anything, but especially if we are delving into making changes, we want to make sure we attract the right changes and, of course, working with anything spiritual.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. Well, I'm glad you could help Billy, and you know, she appreciates that, and that's right on. I totally agree. Working with Archangel Michael, using protection, and all of that's really good. We have a question from Catherine here on text, and she says, "Hi, Amanda and Sarah. My name is Catherine. A lot of stores are not allowing vaccinated people inside now to shop. How safe are we around GMO people when we have to be in the public?"
So am I understanding the question correctly that people are not allowed to shop who have already received their vaccination?
A lot of stores are not allowing she's saying vaccinated people. A lot of stores are not allowing vaccinated people inside. Yeah, that is a wow.
Okay, well, we all have to understand this. There's a lot of misinformation, and then there's a lot of information that is just you have to pick through what's best for you. And for some people, their fear is so great of becoming sick that they may choose a vaccination because they feel that they are at risk. And then there are those that know that the body has the power to heal and has the power to sustain good health and are in good health and are not, you know, out in the public as much, and they feel comfortable not being vaccinated and they feel protected. You know, no one can tell any one person what to do in this circumstance. And I do not feel that anyone has the right to tell somebody vaccinated or unvaccinated to not be able to come into a business or anything, because that's not their place. But any owner of any business, and this is common, they have the right to refuse. They have the right to refuse service to anyone. So this is a very, very difficult place. And what you can do is choose not to shop where you choose not to shop, where they do not accept you. They should service everyone. They have the right to refuse that. But I also don't know how anybody could prove that someone is vaccinated or not vaccinated. This whole vaccination passport is not quite acceptable worldwide either. So I don't even know where does this person live? Where are they? What state?
I'm not sure where this person is, and she is asking how safe are we around GMO people when we have to be in the public. You know, I think, again, you're talking more along the lines of, you know, just keeping yourself energetically healthy and, you know, healthy eating-wise, too. I think that's the main thing, is that you have to keep yourself healthy. That's how I always...
Right, and there's a concern. There's a lot of people. They're right, and Amanda, there's a concern. A lot of people have a concern that there's like what they're calling viral shedding, and that this could, in turn, someone who's vaccinated could infect someone else. There's not enough documentation on anything yet because all of this is so new.
Yeah.
So if you have that concern, then and here's the trick to keep yourself safe: see yourself sealed up in light. And then see every cell in your body vibrating with white light. And seal yourself in this white light with the vibration of white light in every cell in your body, almost as if you are illuminated. And it's almost like a shimmery effect with inside and outside of you. And then, of course, use the purple light, the violet flame of Saint Germain, to consume and resolve anything that is of negative force so that it does not enter your auric atmosphere, does not intrude. See yourself invincible, impenetrable, and indestructible. I am invincible, I am impenetrable, and I am indestructible. And this is how you choose to surround your energy so that if should you be in the energy of someone that you have concerns who has become vaccinated and therefore you feel there's some energy that can be passed to you as an invincible, impenetrable, and indestructible being of light, nothing can intrude.
That's wonderful. See, you know, you can put your energies into that and surround yourself with that positive energy, and it's definitely a good thing. I like that a whole lot because we can really use that to help one another.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Were you able to, get your internet back up?
Nope, not yet. So anyway, that was pretty much her question. How are we safe around GMO people, and how are we safe around the public? And when we have to be in the public, how can we be safe? Those are really good recommendations. I really like what you said there, and I appreciate it, and that's wonderful. I have a question from Siobhan.
Amanda, let's go back to that one thing for one moment, though. And so when we are in public, because you do not know who's got a vaccine, who doesn't, we don't know where people have been, you know, for now, because we know that this can be contagious and we don't know enough about it. So, again, I don't want to impede on anyone's free will either, but wearing a mask can help a bit, or social distancing, following your physical safety guidelines of washing your hands, you know, just to kind of keep yourself in anything you know to do physical that you feel comfortable with. Not everyone's comfortable wearing a mask. They don't want to wear a mask. A lot of people feel that that's counterproductive. You have to go by what your beliefs are. Honor your beliefs and then do everything that you can in the physical to keep yourself safe. Social distancing is important. We all know that if you're near someone with the common cold or stomach virus, long before the pandemic, if you spent enough time in a close area with them, you would become ill, right? That's our belief. Mm-hmm. That's what we've come to expect. So the same things we would do if our, you know, a family member had a cold, and we would all be like, okay, wash your hands, stay in your side of the house, you know, pick up your tissues. Whatever we would say or do, we couldn't practice those same practices out in public now because we don't really know. There's not enough data on any of this. And this virus has a lot of unknown factors, and it's questionable. There's so many things that are questionable about that, that we could do a whole show on the, on that particular topic. So.
Sure. Well, and I think you just have to, you know, go with your judgment and use your judgment and utilize, you know, what you know, and that's all you can really do. And, you know, safety precautions are important. Okay, I've got this back up here, which is interesting, just a different way. So I'm going to bring on our last caller, which is area code 415. You're on the line with Amanda and Sarah. How are you?
Good morning, Amanda and Sarah. I'm just fine. My name is Siobhan. How are you both?
Great. Hi, Siobhan.
Hi. So I have a simple question. I was listening to, I just caught on with your being hurt by hurt people. I completely agree because that did happen to me, and I went to counseling very young and spent 30 years of my life trying to figure it out, but knew that my mom had treated me the way she treated me because she had been horribly abused when she was a girl. And I a couple things happened in my life. I married and then divorced immediately when I was young. And then I went and didn't find somebody after that, I was just like walking around this hurt person for a long time. So I was so happy that you said that. Because a lot of people don't say that those words. Usually they say, oh, stop the cycle, but they don't tell you what it is the cycle is. So I'm glad you set that on air. Yeah, my question is, my family dynamics haven't changed. I've just come in and know that somebody had to take care of it. My mom passed, my dad I am taking care of. And I cannot seem to keep a crew. I just had somebody I've had for 6 weeks quit today. And her cousin quit last Monday and just, like, quit. This one didn't even show up for a week. She said due to her health, I don't know what's going on. I just asked her to give me a call, but she won't. They won't respond. So I'm in the process of hiring other people, but it's going to be another 4 weeks before I get them. And I have no breaks. I'm 24/7 with my dad. And I just want to
Siobhan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It'll shift. But what is your birthday, Siobhan?
May 4th. Tomorrow.
Okay. Today's the home. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So this year represents for you a lot of self-expression and connection and community.
Yes.
So expect the energy to shift, and ideally you'll have someone in place before Mercury goes retrograde at the end of the month. But let's look at the little girl, because your little girl, who's an orphan, is still running the show, unbeknownst to you. And your little girl is feeling as if she's not supported. And that feeling of I'm not supported is what is attracting people who are going to come and then disappear on you.
Yeah.
So talking to one's little girl and sitting with her and telling her that you're going to support her and you're not going to let her have to do it all alone and that you're going to get her the assistance that she needs, because she's worthy of that. And she doesn't have a penance to pay. She did nothing wrong. She is a beautiful, empowered being that is attracting to her people who are going to support and help create community so that her father is well cared for, so that she has permission to live her life with joy and harmony. And remind your little girl that she is allowed to have happiness and joy and freedom, and she does not need to hold this as an act of something she owes because of a generational obligation.
Amen. I've been having those conversations with my little girl, and I didn't do that when I was younger. I was like, whatever, right? But I just started that conversation last week. So I like that.
Great.
You're saying that. Yeah.
Right. And it serves as your confirmation. Yeah.
Yeah. Even like I'm like saying, okay, what did I do that these girls aren't coming back? And I realized I didn't do anything. You know, I didn't do anything. They had a cushy, you know, job here, and it was really nice for them. And, you know, they're just not the right people. And that's all I can say.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So
yeah.
I am the woman who is attracting the individuals who are a perfect fit for this environment. I am the powerful woman who is selecting individuals that have the skill set and the caring and the reliability that I require for care for my father, because I am an empowered being who is the conquering power of God in motion in my environment. I am the conquering power of God in motion in my environment, because then you're activating that power so that the right people will be called to duty for you, because we're activating the God power within you and within them.
Fantastic. Do you do readings?
I do. You can go to my website, sarahspiritual.com, and I have a center in West Palm Beach, and I've been reading people for many, many, many years.
I honestly just want to get that. That's such a great mantra right there, positive, that I would love to, you know, talk to you about it.
Absolutely.
And be able to write it. Yeah,
absolutely.
That,
and you can.
That is really everything I am working on right now. I actually told myself this morning, don't feel guilty because your dad tried to hit you last night. You didn't do anything wrong. You just tried to help him stand up. You know, stop feeling guilty. You know?
Right, right. You owe
you
owe nothing. You are showing up in a kind, loving way. And I also, Siobhan, have a national radio show on WWNN that's heard live on YouTube. You can YouTube Sarah Spiritual every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. So we could even pick up part of this conversation live on my national radio show.
Fantastic, Sarah.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Yeah, I will definitely. I'm a YouTube subscriber, actually.
I would
be there.
So just YouTube Sarah Spiritual, and you'd be surprised. We've got a lot of stuff and a lot of I am mantras that are up there already. So
perfect. Thank you. All right.
You're welcome.
All right.
Pleasure meeting you. God bless you.
You too.
Bye.
God bless everybody. Bye-bye.
All right, Sarah, I want to thank you for, you know, being my guest today, and we'll do it again soon.
I appreciate you so much, Amanda. Thank you for being here to share your light, messages of light with everyone. I am eternally grateful, and I know our paths will meet again. And to all your callers, may they always be connected and stay well and in the light, and know that all will be well. Thanks so much, Amanda.
All right. Blessings. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Cannonballs are running through your head. Human, there's a thought, now you decide. Compassion in the jungle, compassion in your